Hello, my name's Ronan Sayburn, and what I'm going to do today is I'm going to show you how to open a bottle of vintage port using a feather. So, feather's not the only thing that we're going to use, but by far it's the most interesting piece of kit that we've got today. So, why would we want to do something like that? Well, with the old vintage bottles of port, maybe something that's 50, even 60, 100 years old, what happens is that the cork, over time, starts to degrade and it starts to crumble. And if we attempt to use our corkscrew on that, it's going to fall apart, it's going to fall into the port, it's going to make a bit of a mess. So what we're going to do is we're going to take these. These are called port tongs. They look a little bit like some kind of medieval torture device. But we're going to take these into the kitchen, get them super, super hot, and then I'm going to bring them back. I'm going to clamp them around the neck of the bottle, get that glass very, very hot, and then I'm just going to dip my feather in some ice cold water and stroke it across, and it should crack the glass perfectly. So now these are absolutely red hot. They've been held in the kitchen over a naked flame for a few minutes. So I'm going to clamp these nice and tightly around that neck. I need to wait for a good 15, 20 seconds. Make sure that glass is going to get very, very hot. Then I'm going to take feather, dipped in ice cold water. Get a nice crack on the bottle of the bottle. Top of the bottle comes off perfectly and neat. So what we're going to do now is we're going to decant our bottle of port. We're going to use a candle as normal. And what we're also going to use is we're going to use a funnel with a little bit of muslin in the bottom of it, just to make sure that port comes through nice and clean and clear of deposit. So first of all, I'm just going to have a taste of that port to make sure that it's drinking well, that it's something that I'd be happy to serve to the customers. Delicious. So, nice and gently, just a nice steady pour into that muslin. That's the very last bit of port, which is getting fairly thick in deposit. And then if we look in the bottom of our muslin there, we can see just a very fine black sediment. And as we kind of predicted, it's a 2000 vintage. It's not too old, so there's not a huge amount of sediment there. Now our port's decanted, it's nice and clean, free from any deposit. We're ready to serve.